Public schools are known for helping children who don't speak English as a native language. But there isn't as much focus on English language learner education for adults with a similar language barrier. Everyday situations like reading street signs or going to the doctor can be daunting for someone born in a non-English-speaking country. WUSF's Kathy Carter takes us to Manatee County, where immigrant adults are learning to read, write, and speak English.
On a recent Monday morning at the Manatee Literacy Council in Bradenton, about a dozen students have arrived for their weekly English conversation class. Volunteer tutor Chris Conchi passes out worksheets for an exercise meant to get the students talking.
Let's just go around the room and pick a continent, tell me the name, and anything you know about that continent. Cecilia, why don't you pick a continent?
North America. They have different seasons and have many people.
Cecilia Cortez is originally from Colombia and has been studying English for about a year. She works full-time, and her employer recommended that she improve her language skills. Cortez is among the close to 17% of Manatee County residents whose native language is one other than English. She says these classes offer her a chance to learn English without feeling judged. Manatee Literacy Council Executive Director Lillian Santiago Bauza helps translate.
Me corrigen, pero y puedo hacerlo espontáneamente.
Because they correct her, but she can do it spontaneously and she doesn't feel rejected.
No problem, the correction is very, very nice.
Santiago Bauza says many English words derive from ancient Greek and Latin, which is also common for languages spoken in Europe. But in Florida, 75% of immigrants come from Latin America. For students like Alfredo Zayas, the English spelling convention rules can be confusing.
Because in Spanish, you have five vowels and only one sound. But in English, you have five vowels, but many, many, many sounds. For example, the A, you can say A or A.
Zayas was born in Cuba and defected to Mexico as a young man. He retired to Manatee County to live near his adult children, but like many older immigrants, he had to rely on family members to translate. But Zayas wants to read, write, and speak English on his own.
Because I live here, and if I live in an English-speaking country, I have to learn how to interact with other people in the country.
The Manatee Literacy Council currently works with about 140 students from 39 countries, including Cambodia, Haiti, and Venezuela. Director Santiago Bauza is very aware that in this current political climate, some of these students might be criticized for speaking their native language. But in this program, they don't worry about a person's immigration status. The focus is on learning.
It's unfortunate that people are targeting people saying they don't want to learn English. Everybody wants to learn another language. And to me, it's an asset.
And she says, literacy affects every aspect of a person's life. If a parent can't read, odds are their kids will struggle in school. And of adults with the lowest literacy levels, nearly half live in poverty.
We're talking about people that depend on learning English to get a good job.
And she says her students aren't the only ones with something to gain.
If we want a community that is fruitful, that it has financial stability, we need to help everybody in this community.
The Manatee Literacy Council does not receive any state or federal money. And with the exception of one employee, it's run by volunteers. She says there are more than 50 potential students on a waiting list.
I have tried in every conversation I have for people to understand that you're not only teaching English, you're giving people life.
And she says it's giving people a chance to contribute to the economic and social life of their adopted country. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.